Welcome to The Butterfly Effect, a guide that promises to reveal the tremendous power hidden within simple actions, guiding you towards a life full of purpose and achievement. This book is written for anyone who yearns for personal growth, those looking to make a significant change in their lives, but often feel overwhelmed by the enormity of the journey ahead. It's a resource for individuals who want to unlock their potential, whether they are students, professionals, parents, entrepreneurs, or retirees. Who should read this book? Are you someone who often feels stuck in a cycle of unfulfilled plans and unachieved goals? Do you struggle to see how small, daily decisions can impact your long-term success? Perhaps you desire more structure and motivation to bring about the changes you seek. If any of these questions resonate with you, then The Butterfly Effect will serve as a powerful tool in your personal and professional journey. This book is also for those who understand that personal and professional success doesn't happen overnight. It is for the curious minds who wish to learn about the subtle yet uncontrollable power of small actions and consistent efforts. Even if you are already thriving but seek a deeper understanding of how to sustain and enhance your growth, this book offers insights and strategies to continue your progress. What will you learn? Through this book, you will discover the transformative concept of the butterfly effect, the idea that small, seemingly insignificant choices can lead to monumental changes over time. You will learn how to harness this principle in every area of your life, making incremental adjustments that will compound into extraordinary outcomes. In 12 engaging and practical chapters, you will 1. Understand the foundational principles behind the butterfly effect. 2. Learn the importance of daily habits and how to cultivate them effectively. 3. Discover practical strategies for setting and achieving meaningful goals. 4. See real-life examples of how minor decisions led to major success stories. 5. Find out how to overcome setbacks and maintain a growth mindset. 6. Identify the critical roles of patience, persistence, and perspective in achieving lasting change. As you journey through these pages, you will be equipped with actionable steps and thought-provoking insights designed to inspire you to take control of your future. The goal is simple: to motivate you to realize that every small step you take today is a giant leap towards your dreams tomorrow. The Butterfly Effect is not just another self-help book. It is a roadmap to transformation, guiding you gently yet firmly towards your best self. Thank you for choosing this book to accompany you on your path to success. The time to begin is now, and the changes you seek are closer than you think. Let's embark on this exciting journey together. Chapter 1. The Power of Small Beginnings. Welcome to this journey of self-discovery and transformation. Every great journey starts with a single step, and it is these small steps that have the power to create massive transformations in our lives. In this first chapter, we will explore the remarkable impact of small beginnings and how the little actions we take can lead to significant changes over time. The Butterfly Effect. You might have heard of the butterfly effect, a concept that suggests small causes can have large effects. A butterfly flapping its wings in one part of the world could potentially set off a series of events leading to a storm in another part. It sounds like a stretch of the imagination, doesn't it? But this concept beautifully illustrates how minute changes can have substantial and far-reaching consequences. Just like the butterfly, our small daily actions can create ripples that ultimately lead to big results. Imagine if you improve just 1% each day. While 1% may seem trivial, it compounds to nearly 38% improvement over a year. The key takeaway here is that small, consistent efforts, when compounded over time, generate enormous results. The power of one step. Consider this. A friend of mine decided to run a marathon. The idea of running 26.2 miles was daunting, and he wasn't even a regular jogger. But rather than fixating on the seemingly insurmountable distance, he chose to start small. He began by running just a few minutes each day, slowly increasing his time and distance. Day by day, his endurance improved, and within a year, he successfully completed his marathon. The lesson here is that the journey to significant achievements begins with small, consistent steps. Instead of being overwhelmed by the end goal, focusing on manageable daily actions helps us move closer to our dreams. Real-life examples. Another example comes from a man named Jim, who wanted to save money. Jim decided to save just $5 each day by cutting out his daily coffee run. Initially, this small action didn't seem like it would make much difference. However, by the end of the year, he had saved $1,825. This amount might not make him a millionaire immediately, but it demonstrates how small financial habits can accumulate into substantial savings. In the realm of skills, think of someone learning to play the guitar. Practicing for just 10 minutes a day may seem insignificant, but over time, those 10 minutes add up. After a year, they would have practiced for over 60 hours. Their small daily commitment leads to proficiency and confidence in playing the instrument. The philosophy of Kaizen. The Japanese concept of Kaizen, which means continuous improvement, is built around the idea of making small incremental changes. This philosophy believes in gradual yet consistent improvement through small adjustments rather than drastic transformations. By adopting this mindset, we learn to appreciate and recognize the significance of our small efforts. Every minor change is a step forward and a building block for larger transformations. Why small beginnings matter? Small beginnings matter because they are achievable and less intimidating than large changes. They build momentum and create a sense of accomplishment, propelling you further. Small actions also allow for adjustments and learning. They are less risky, and any missteps are minor and easier to correct. Moreover, starting small helps in establishing habits. When actions become habitual, they require less willpower and effort to maintain. This creates a foundation on which you can build bigger and more ambitious goals. Action steps. 1. Identify your goal. Start by defining a clear and actionable goal you want to achieve. 2. Break it down. Divide your goal into smaller, manageable tasks. 3. Daily commitment. Take one small action towards your goal each day. Consistency is key. 4. Track your progress. Keep a record of your daily actions to see how they accumulate over time. 5. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate your progress. Small wins keep you motivated. Conclusion. The power of small beginnings is immense and often underestimated. By focusing on small, consistent actions, we can make significant progress towards our goals. Remember, it's not about making giant leaps, but about taking steady steps forward. Embrace the process. Trust in the power of small beginnings, and watch as you create massive transformations in your life. Your journey has just begun. Ready to make small but powerful changes? Your future self will thank you. Chapter 2. Daily Habits for Success. Delving into the importance of forming daily habits that foster personal growth and development includes practical tips and real-life examples to help readers establish routines that propel them toward their goals. The power of habits. Have you ever heard the saying, "We are what we repeatedly do"? Our daily habits shape our lives and define our success. Small actions, seemingly insignificant when taken alone, accumulate over time and lead us to our desired outcomes. The key to personal growth and development lies in understanding this profound principle. Why daily habits matter? Before diving into daily habits, let's explore why they matter so much. Habits reduce the effort required to perform recurrent tasks. They lead to automation, allowing you to achieve more with less cognitive effort. For example, brushing your teeth does not require much thought. It's automatic. Imagine if you could make exercising, reading, or eating healthy just as effortless. The habit loop. Understanding how habits work makes them easier to form. A habit loop consists of three components. One, cue, the trigger that starts the habit. Two, routine, the action you take. Three, reward, the benefit you get from the habit. Practical tips for forming daily success habits. One, start small. Begin with small, manageable habits. Large goals can be overwhelming and lead to discouragement. For example, instead of committing to read a book a week, start with reading 10 pages a day. Small victories build confidence and keep you motivated. 2. Be consistent. Consistency is crucial. Pick a time and place for your new habit to make it stick. For example, if you want to start meditating, choose a specific time each day, like first thing in the morning, and a designated spot in your home. 3. Track progress. Use a journal or an app to track your habits. Seeing your progress provides a sense of accomplishment and helps to sustain motivation. Many successful people maintain detailed logs of their daily activities to measure their growth. 4. Combine habits. Pairing a new habit with an existing one can boost your chances of success. For instance, if you want to start exercising, do it right after brushing your teeth in the morning. The existing habit, brushing your teeth, becomes the cue for your new habit, exercising. Real life example. Meet Jane. Jane is an aspiring writer who struggled to find time to write every day. She decided to start with writing 100 words each morning. It seemed tiny but manageable. Realizing that she spent her mornings on social media, she swapped that time for writing. Eventually, Jane's 100-word habit grew to 500 words, then to full chapters. By the end of the year, Jane had written her first novel. Overcoming obstacles. Creating new habits is not without challenges. The initial excitement may wane, and old habits can creep back. Here are some strategies to overcome common obstacles. 1. Identify triggers. Recognize what causes you to slip back into old habits. Is it stress? Lack of time? Identify these triggers and develop coping mechanisms. If stress leads you to binge-watch TV instead of exercising, perhaps a 5-minute breathing exercise could help you manage stress and stick to your fitness routine. 2. Seek support. Share your goals with friends or join a group with similar interests. Support groups provide encouragement and accountability, making it easier to stick to your new habits. 3. Reward yourself. Celebrate small milestones. Rewards reinforce positive behavior, making you more likely to repeat the action. Choose rewards that align with your goals, like treating yourself to a new book after a month of consistent reading. Bringing it all together. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, or more precisely, a series of small, deliberate steps taken daily. The power of daily habits lies in their ability to create lasting change and bring us closer to our goals. The important thing is to start, remain consistent, and enjoy the journey. Final thought. Remember, the process of forming new habits is not a race. It's a marathon. It requires patience, determination, and a willingness to embrace the small beginnings. By integrating meaningful habits into your daily life, you're laying the foundation for long-term success and personal growth. Your daily habit challenge. Start today. Identify one small habit you'd like to develop that aligns with your goals. Follow the tips shared. Track your progress, and witness firsthand the transformative power of daily habits in your journey to success. Keep pushing forward, one habit at a time, and watch as your dreams become your reality. By adopting small daily habits that steer you toward your goals, you're setting yourself up for a lifetime of growth and achievement. Success is not a one-time event. It's a cumulative effect of consistent, positive actions over time. Chapter 3. Mindset, the catalyst for change. The significance of a growth mindset. Imagine for a moment you are a gardener. You plant two seeds in your garden, one in fertile soil and the other in rocky ground. Which seed is more likely to blossom into a strong, healthy plant? The seed in the fertile soil, of course. In the same way, your mindset is the soil in which the seeds of your potential can either flourish or wither. Having a growth mindset is like cultivating fertile soil for your personal and professional development. A growth mindset is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. This positive outlook drives a love of learning and resilience essential for great accomplishment. It contrasts with a fixed mindset, where individuals believe their qualities are set in stone and cannot be changed. The power of thoughts. Your thoughts are incredibly powerful. They shape your reality and drive your actions. Just like a single drop of water can cause ripples in a pond, one positive thought can initiate a ripple effect that leads to transformative change in your life. Consider a story of a man named John. John was always told that he wasn't smart enough, that he wouldn't achieve much in life. For years, he accepted this as his reality. However, after reading about the concept of a growth mindset, John decided to change his thinking. He began to tell himself, "If I work hard and stay committed, I can improve." This shift in mindset led John to believe in continuous learning and self-improvement. Over time, he went from a downcast individual to a successful entrepreneur, all because he altered his thinking. Strategies for cultivating a positive mindset. 1. Embrace challenges. When faced with a challenge, don't shy away. Embrace it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Remember, obstacles are not roadblocks. They are stepping stones. 2. Persist in the face of setbacks. Failure is not the end. It is merely an opportunity to learn and evolve. Develop resilience by viewing setbacks as temporary and specific, not permanent and pervasive. Reframe your failures as trials that teach valuable lessons. 3. Effort equals success. Understand that effort is not wasted. Every bit of hard work you put in has value, and over time it compounds into significant results. Celebrate your efforts, not just the outcomes. 4. Learn from criticism. Do not take constructive criticism personally. Instead, see it as feedback that can help you improve. Ask for feedback regularly and use it as a tool for development. 5. Find inspiration in others. Surround yourself with positive, motivated, and like-minded individuals. Observe how they handle challenges and learn from their experiences. Let their successes inspire you instead of feeling envious or discouraged. 6. Reframe negative thoughts. Whenever you catch yourself thinking negatively, counter it with a positive affirmation. Instead of saying, "I can't do this," tell yourself, "I can't do this yet, but I will learn." The ripple effect of a growth mindset. When you adopt a growth mindset, it initiates a powerful ripple effect. Your behavior changes, you become more open to learning, and you start taking more risks. This, in turn, leads to more opportunities and ultimately success. Let's take the example of a software developer named Raj. Raj always believed that some people are naturally good at programming, and he was not one of them. However, once he adopted a growth mindset, he decided to consistently work on his programming skills, even if it meant making small, incremental progress each day. Over time, his skills improved significantly, and he went on to become a lead developer at a renowned tech company. Consistent commitment. Understand that cultivating a positive mindset is not a one-time event. It's a continuous process. Just like you need to water your plants regularly, you need to consistently nurture your mind with positivity and growth-oriented thoughts. Be patient and stay committed to your personal growth journey. Conclusion. Your mindset is the most powerful tool you possess in your quest for personal and professional success. By adopting a growth mindset and consistently applying the strategies outlined above, you can elevate your life to new heights. Remember, your thoughts shape your world. Make sure they are the right ones. Make today the day you choose to think positively, act proactively, and embrace the incredible power of a growth mindset. In the next chapter, we will dive into building resilience and how enduring and overcoming challenges can further solidify your journey towards success. Stay tuned, and always remember, the power to change your life lies in the way you think. Chapter 4. Building Resilience. Developing resilience and overcoming obstacles. Life is a journey filled with highs and lows, and the pathway to success is rarely smooth. At some point, everyone encounters setbacks, disappointments, and failures. What sets successful individuals apart is not the absence of challenges, but their ability to bounce back from them. This ability is known as resilience. In this chapter, we will explore how to develop resilience, overcome obstacles, and persistently move forward. These skills are critical for anyone seeking to leverage the compounding effect of consistent small actions to create significant change. 1. Understanding resilience. Resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. It involves a combination of inner strength and outer support that helps individuals navigate life's adversities. Think of resilience as a muscle that you can strengthen over time with practice and intentional effort. 2. Reframe your mindset. One of the first steps in building resilience is to cultivate a growth mindset. A growth mindset, as opposed to a fixed mindset, embraces challenges, learns from criticism, and believes that abilities can be developed. When faced with a setback, instead of thinking, "I failed," consider thinking, "What can I learn from this experience?" Example: John had been working tirelessly to secure a promotion at his job, but despite his efforts, the position was given to someone else. Instead of getting discouraged and giving up, John decided to analyze the situation. He sought feedback from his supervisor to understand areas for improvement. Over the next few months, he focused on enhancing his skills and eventually secured an even better position. 3. Develop a support network. Surrounding yourself with supportive individuals can significantly impact your resilience. Friends, family, mentors, and colleagues can offer encouragement and provide alternative perspectives during tough times. Example: when Maria's startup faced unexpected financial difficulties, she didn't hesitate to reach out to her network. Her mentors provided guidance on handling the situation, and her friends offered emotional support, helping her navigate through the rough patch. 4. Practice self-compassion. Being kind to yourself is essential for resilience. Acknowledge your feelings, forgive yourself for mistakes, and understand that everyone experiences setbacks. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend in a similar situation. Example: after missing an important deadline, David felt overwhelmed and stressed. Instead of beating himself up, he decided to take a step back, understand why the mistake happened, and figure out how to avoid it in the future. By being compassionate with himself, he was able to move forward more effectively. 5. Build problem-solving skills. Effective problem-solving skills can enhance resilience by giving you the tools to address challenges head-on. Break down the problem into smaller, manageable parts, brainstorm potential solutions, and evaluate the pros and cons of each option. Example: Emma was struggling with balancing her work and personal life, which was causing her immense stress. She decided to list out all the tasks she needed to complete and prioritized them. She also looked for tasks she could delegate or eliminate. By systematically addressing each issue, she managed to create a better balance and reduce her stress levels. 6. Embrace flexibility. Resilient individuals are adaptable and open to change. Life rarely goes according to plan, and being willing to adjust your approach can help you navigate obstacles. Example: when Alex's travel plans were disrupted due to unforeseen circumstances, He didn't let the change ruin his vacation. Instead, he looked for alternative activities and destinations, ultimately discovering a new interest that he thoroughly enjoyed. 7. Practice patience. Building resilience requires patience. Understand that progress might be slow and that setbacks are part of the journey. Cultivating patience means recognizing that the compounding effect takes time to manifest significant results. Example: Felicia had been training for a marathon and encountered an injury a month before the race. Rather than giving up, she worked with a physiotherapist to rehabilitate her injury and adjusted her training plan. Though the process was slower than anticipated, her patience and persistence paid off when she finally crossed the finish line. 8. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledging and celebrating small victories can boost your morale and reinforce your resilience. Recognizing progress, no matter how minor, helps keep you motivated. Example: Manuel set a goal to read one book per month. Initially, he had trouble finding time for reading. Instead of feeling defeated, he celebrated the days he managed to read even a few pages, gradually building a consistent reading habit. Conclusion: Persistence is key. The journey to success is a marathon, not a sprint. Resilience is the fuel that keeps you going when the going gets tough. By developing resilience, you're equipping yourself with the tools to not only overcome obstacles, but to thrive in the face of adversity. Remember, persistence is key. Just like the butterfly effect, where a small change can lead to significant results, your consistent efforts and resilient spirit will compound over time, leading to extraordinary outcomes. Chapter 5. Effective Goal Setting. Setting goals is more than just scribbling down your dreams and aspirations on a piece of paper. It's about creating a clear roadmap that guides you towards a desired outcome. In this chapter, we will explore effective goal-setting techniques and discuss the SMART criteria, which is a proven method to help you achieve your targets. By setting realistic and achievable goals, you're not just aiming for an end result. You're also transforming your life and mindset along the way. Why goal setting is crucial? Think of goal setting as plotting a destination on a map. Without a destination, your journey lacks direction, and you can easily get lost or sidetracked. Goals provide you with a sense of purpose and a clear path to follow. They give your actions meaning and your life direction. By setting effective goals, you're ensuring that your efforts are aligned with your long-term vision. The SMART criteria. The SMART criteria is a goal-setting framework designed to help you set clear, focused, and attainable goals. Let's break down each element of SMART. Specific. Your goals need to be clear and specific. Vague goals are hard to achieve because they don't provide a clear direction or purpose. Think of a goal as a well-defined destination. Instead of saying, "I want to be healthier," specify what that looks like. "I want to run a 5K within 3 months." Measurable. A good goal must be measurable so that you can track your progress and know when you've achieved it. Measurements could be numbers, milestones, or specific criteria that will objectively tell you that you've reached your goal. Instead of saying, "I want to save money," try, "I want to save $1,000 in the next 6 months." Achievable. Your goal should be challenging yet realistic. Setting goals that are too far out of reach can be discouraging and may lead to giving up. Conversely, goals that are too easy won't push you to grow. Ask yourself if the goal is achievable given your current situation, resources, and constraints. Relevant. Goals should align with your broader life objectives and other relevant goals. They should be important to you and have a significant impact. A relevant goal answers the why behind what you're aiming to achieve. For instance, "I want to advance my career so that I can provide a better life for my family." Time-bound. Every goal needs a deadline to create a sense of urgency and prompt action. A time frame helps you stay focused and motivated, and it also allows you to break down your goal into smaller, manageable tasks. Instead of saying, "I want to write a book," specify, "I want to complete my book manuscript by December 31st of this year." Techniques for setting and achieving goals. Break down large goals. Large goals can seem intimidating and unattainable, but breaking them down into smaller, more manageable tasks can make a significant difference. Create a step-by-step plan, focusing on smaller action items that will lead you to your main goal. For example, writing a book can be broken down into tasks such as researching, creating an outline, writing chapters, and revising. Prioritize your goals. Not all goals are created equal. Some will have a larger impact on your life than others. Prioritize your goals by assessing their importance and urgency. Focus on the most important goals that will drive the greatest overall impact. Visualize your success. Visualization is a powerful tool. Take a few moments each day to imagine yourself achieving your goal. Picture the end result and feel the emotions associated with your success. Visualization can help make your goals feel more attainable and keep you motivated. Stay flexible and adjust. Life is unpredictable and circumstances can change. Be prepared to reassess and adjust your goals as needed. If you encounter obstacles, don't be discouraged. Instead, look for alternative solutions and stay committed to your goal. Celebrate milestones. Small wins are crucial in maintaining motivation. Celebrate your milestones, no matter how minor they may seem. This will boost your morale and keep you excited about moving forward. Whether it's completing a chapter of a book or losing the first 5 pounds on your weight loss journey, acknowledge and reward your progress. Create a support system. Surround yourself with people who support and encourage your goals. Share your plans with friends, family, or mentors who can provide feedback, guidance, and motivation. Having a support system can make a significant difference in your journey. Real life example. Imagine you're a 30-year-old professional named Alex who dreams of starting his own tech company. Here's how Alex uses the SMART criteria to achieve his goal. One, specific. Alex decides he wants to launch a software development company specializing in mobile app solutions. Two, measurable. His first measurable goal is to develop a prototype app within 6 months. Three, achievable. Alex assesses his skills, resources, and time, recognizing that developing a prototype within 6 months is achievable by dedicating evenings and weekends to his project. Four, relevant. Starting a tech company is relevant to Alex's long-term career aspirations and desire for entrepreneurial fulfillment. Five, time-bound. Alex sets a specific launch date for his prototype, July 1st of next year. By following these steps, Alex is not only setting a clear path for his entrepreneurial journey, but also embedding discipline and focus into his daily life, greatly increasing his chances of success. In conclusion, effective goal setting is an essential life skill that can propel you toward your dreams and aspirations. By using the SMART criteria and incorporating supportive techniques, you set yourself up for success and build a roadmap that guides you from where you are to where you want to be. Remember, the journey toward your goals might not be smooth, but with determination, flexibility, and focus, you can achieve extraordinary things. Chapter 6. Maximizing your time. Time is our most precious resource. Regardless of who we are or where we come from, we are all given the same 24 hours in a day. How we choose to utilize these hours can significantly affect the course of our lives. In this chapter, we will explore strategies for effective time management and prioritization that will help you make the most out of your days. Understanding the value of time. Imagine you have a bank account that credits your account with $86,400 every single morning. However, it doesn't carry any balance from one day to the next. Each evening, Whatever funds you failed to use during that day would be erased. What would you do? You'd probably withdraw every penny, right? Now consider that there are 86,400 seconds in a day. Every second is a precious opportunity to achieve, create, and connect. If we waste these seconds, we cannot get them back. Recognizing the value of your time is the first step toward maximizing it. The power of prioritization. One of the key components of effective time management is understanding how to prioritize your tasks. Here's a simple yet powerful method to help you focus on what truly matters. 1. Urgent versus important. Urgent tasks require immediate attention. They might include crises, deadlines, or interruptions. Since important tasks contribute to your long-term goals, mission, and values, prioritize important tasks before they become urgent. Doing this will reduce stress and increase efficiency. 2. The Eisenhower Matrix. This matrix helps you categorize your tasks into 4 quadrants. 1. Urgent and important. 2. Important, not urgent. 3. Urgent, not important. 4. Not urgent, not important. Focus first on quadrant 2 activities. These are the tasks that yield the highest returns in the long run. The art of saying no. Your time is finite. Saying yes to every request can quickly lead to overwhelm. Learning to say no to activities that do not align with your primary goals is crucial. Politely decline or delegate tasks that pull you away from your priorities. This doesn't make you selfish, it makes you effective. Batch processing. Another effective strategy is batch processing, which means grouping similar tasks together. For example, designate specific times in the day to check and respond to emails instead of doing it sporadically throughout the day. This method reduces context switching, allowing you to focus more deeply and reduce task transition times. Time blocking. Time blocking involves dividing your day into segments or blocks dedicated to specific tasks. By scheduling blocks of time for focused work, meetings, exercise, and relaxation, you create a structured yet flexible routine. For instance, allocate the first hour of your day to your most important project. Protect these blocks as you would an important meeting. Utilize tools and technology. Taking advantage of tools and technology can significantly enhance your productivity. Here are a few suggestions. Calendars. Digital calendars like Google Calendar can help you to organize your day, set reminders, and schedule tasks efficiently. Task managers. Apps like Todoist, Trello, and Asana assist in task management, ensuring you stay on top of your priorities. Timers. Using Pomodoro timers can break your work into intervals, like 25 minutes of focused work followed by a 5-minute break, improving attention and productivity. The 2-minute rule. If a task will take less than 2 minutes to complete, do it immediately. This rule, popularized by productivity expert David Allen, eliminates the buildup of small tasks that can clutter your to-do list and your mind. Reflection and adjustment. Lastly, regularly reflect on how you are spending your time. Take a few minutes at the end of each day to evaluate what you accomplished and what could be improved. Ask yourself, did I prioritize effectively? Were there any distractions or time-wasting habits that I could eliminate? How can I adjust my schedule or habits for increased productivity tomorrow? Real-world example, John's day. Consider John, a marketing manager juggling multiple projects and personal interests. He used to feel constantly overwhelmed until he implemented these strategies. Here's a glimpse into how he maximizes his time. Morning routine, 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. John starts his day with exercise and a healthy breakfast. Priority work, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. He sets aside 3 hours for his most important project, using time blocking and minimizing interruptions. Emails and meetings, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. John batches his emails and meetings into this hour to stay connected without constant distractions. Lunch break, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. He takes a break to rest, refresh, and socialize. Secondary tasks, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. John handles less critical tasks and prepares for the next day's meetings. Reflection and planning, 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. He assesses what was accomplished and plans for tomorrow, ensuring alignment with his goals. By incorporating these time management techniques, John transformed his chaotic days into productive and balanced ones. You too can apply these principles to streamline your daily life and achieve your long-term goals. In conclusion, effective time management isn't about squeezing the most activities into your day. It's about simplifying how you work, doing things faster, and relieving stress. By prioritizing tasks, mastering the art of saying no, using helpful tools, and continuously reflecting on and adjusting your habits, you can maximize your time and lead a more fulfilling life. The journey toward a more productive you begins now, so take the first small step today. Chapter 7: Healthy Relationships and Networking. In our journey towards personal success, the relationships we build along the way can significantly impact our progress. They act as a supportive framework, propelling us forward during our highs and catching us during our lows. Just as small daily actions compound to create monumental change, so do the quality efforts we put into building and maintaining healthy relationships. Let's dive into how these relationships and networking can amplify your success. The importance of healthy relationships. Healthy relationships, both personal and professional, act as our inner circle. They provide support, encouragement, and balance. Consider the following examples. Imagine you're working on a major project at work. Your coworker notices that you seem overwhelmed and offers to assist with some tasks. This small act of kindness helps alleviate your stress and makes the workload more manageable. At home, you aspire to adopt a healthier lifestyle. Your partner joins you in eating nutritious meals and participating in evening walks. This support makes the transition smoother and more enjoyable. Relationships thrive on mutual respect, trust, and support. These components help in creating a solid foundation that can enhance your personal growth and success. Cultivating healthy relationships. Here are some practical steps for building and nurturing healthy relationships. 1. Communication is key. Effective communication fosters a deeper connection with others. Take the time to listen actively and express your thoughts clearly. This builds a sense of understanding and mutual respect. 2. Show appreciation. Small gestures of appreciation go a long way in maintaining a healthy relationship. A simple thank you or acknowledging someone's efforts can strengthen the bond you share. 3. Be reliable and trustworthy. Trust is the cornerstone of any strong relationship. Being consistent, dependable, and honest in your actions and promises builds trust over time. 4. Set boundaries. Healthy relationships thrive on mutual respect for each other's space and limits. Setting and respecting boundaries helps in maintaining a balanced and tension-free relationship. 5. Invest time and effort. Like any other valuable aspect of life, relationships require time and effort. Regularly investing time in nurturing and maintaining your connections can lead to long-term, rewarding relationships. The power of networking. Networking is an extension of building healthy relationships, but often focuses on professional growth and opportunities. A strong network can offer insights, opportunities, and support that you might not find on your own. Here's how to make the most of networking. 1. Be genuine. Insincerity is easily noticeable. Approach networking with a genuine interest in meeting and helping others, rather than just looking for what you can gain. 2. Show up. Attend events, workshops, and conferences related to your field. Being visible and approachable increases your chances of meeting like-minded individuals. 3. Offer value. Think about what you can bring to the table before considering what you can receive. Offering value, whether it's expertise, connections, or support, makes your interactions meaningful. 4. Follow up. After meeting someone, follow up with a personalized message. This shows that you value the connection and opens the door for future interactions. 5. Leverage social media. Platforms like LinkedIn are powerful tools for expanding your network. Participate in discussions, share valuable content, and connect with professionals in your field. Building a strong support network. Your support network is your safety net. It includes family, friends, mentors, and colleagues who provide different types of support, emotional, practical, or professional. Here's how to build such a network. 1. Identify your needs. Understand what kind of support you need. Emotional comfort, career advice, or guidance through challenges. This will help you identify who can provide that support. 2. Reach out. Don't hesitate to reach out and seek support when needed. Whether it's advice for a career move or a shoulder to lean on during tough times, asking for help strengthens your connections. 3. Diversify your network. A diverse network provides a wealth of perspectives and resources. Build relationships with people from different industries, backgrounds, and experiences. 4. Nurture your network. Regular check-ins and maintaining contact, even when you don't need something particular, helps in building a nurturing and reciprocal relationship. Real-life example. Consider a young entrepreneur who starts a small business. Initially, he feels overwhelmed by the responsibilities. However, he connects with a former professor who becomes his mentor. He also joins a local business group where he meets other entrepreneurs. His mentor provides invaluable advice, and the business group offers mutual support, learning opportunities, and potential collaborations. Over time, these relationships help him navigate challenges, leading to business growth and personal success. Conclusion: healthy relationships and effective networking are the bedrock of personal and professional success. They provide a support system that amplifies the impact of your small positive actions, leading to compounded success over time. Remember, the effort you put into building and nurturing these relationships is an investment in your future. May your connections be strong, genuine, and mutually rewarding as you continue to grow and succeed. Now, equipped with the understanding of how to build and maintain healthy relationships, you're ready to take your next step towards success. Embrace the power of connections and watch how they transform your journey. Chapter 8: Continuous Learning and Growth. Imagine a tree. It starts as a tiny seed, growing steadily each day. As it continues to absorb sunlight, water, and nutrients from the soil, it flourishes, becoming mighty and resilient. This unending process of growth is what keeps the tree alive and thriving. Similarly, lifelong learning and self-improvement are essential for us to thrive in our personal and professional lives. In this chapter, we'll explore the immense importance of continuous learning and growth. We'll provide practical knowledge to help you acquire new skills, harness knowledge, and foster continuous growth throughout your life. 1. The importance of lifelong learning. The world is changing at a dizzying pace. Technologies advance, industries evolve, and skills that were essential just a few years ago may become obsolete. To navigate this rapid evolution and stay relevant, we must embrace the mindset of a lifelong learner. Lifelong learning isn't just about gaining new professional skills. It's about feeding your curiosity, expanding your horizons, and enriching your life. It keeps your mind active, sharpens your cognitive abilities, and opens up new opportunities you may never have envisaged. 2. Cultivating a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. This perspective fosters a love of learning and resilience. Instead of seeing failures as roadblocks, people with a growth mindset view them as stepping stones to improvement and success. Example: imagine John, who found himself at a career crossroads when his job in manufacturing was outsourced. Instead of surrendering to hopelessness, John enrolled in evening classes to learn about digital marketing. He spent countless hours studying, practicing, and even interning without pay. Today, John holds a fulfilling job in digital marketing, a career he couldn't have fathomed a few years earlier. John's journey underscores how adopting a growth mindset can lead you to unexpected, rewarding destinations. 3. Practical steps to continuous learning. Here are some strategies to help you become a lifelong learner. So curate your learning resources. Books. Delve into books that challenge your current knowledge and offer new perspectives. Online courses. Platforms like Coursera, Udemy, and LinkedIn Learning provide a plethora of courses on virtually any subject. Podcasts and webinars. Listen to experts and thought leaders in your field to gain insights and stay updated. Be set learning goals. Determine what you want to learn or improve. Break these goals into manageable chunks and set specific, measurable targets. Example: if you aim to improve your public speaking, set a goal to watch one TED talk daily. Practice speaking in front of a mirror for 10 minutes and join a local Toastmasters club weekly. C. Be consistent. Consistency is key to making continuous learning a habit. Dedicate a specific time each day or week for learning and stick to it, just like you would with exercise or other regular activities. So apply what you learn. Knowledge is only valuable when applied. Experiment with new techniques at work, try out recipes from a cuisine you're exploring, or use new language skills in conversation. This not only reinforces learning, but makes it practical and enjoyable. 4. Leveraging failure as a learning opportunity. Failures should not be feared, but embraced as learning experiences. They offer invaluable lessons and opportunities for growth. Example: when Carla launched her online store, she was initially disheartened by the lack of sales. However, instead of quitting, she conducted a market analysis, revamped her marketing strategy, and improved her product line. 6 months later, her store was not only profitable, but also recognized in her niche market. Carla's story illustrates the power of learning from failures and refusing to let setbacks dictate your path. 5. Building a learning network. Surround yourself with individuals who share your enthusiasm for growth. Join clubs, attend workshops, or engage in social media communities related to your interests. Engage in discussions, ask questions, and share your learning experiences. A supportive network can keep you motivated and introduce you to new learning opportunities. 6. Embracing change and adaptation. The ultimate goal of continuous learning is to adapt and grow amidst change. Embrace new challenges, take on varied roles, and venture outside your comfort zone regularly. Example: take Liz, who began her career as a journalist, but transitioned into content creation and later digital strategy while continually honing her skills. Liz's adaptability made her invaluable to her employers and allowed her personal satisfaction from a varied career. Liz's adaptive journey is a testament to how continual learning can lead to fulfillment and professional success. Conclusion: continuous learning and growth are the cornerstones of a successful, fulfilling life. By adopting a growth mindset, setting learning goals, staying consistent, leveraging failures, building a learning network, and embracing change, you can navigate the unending journey of self-improvement and personal development. Your journey as a lifelong learner begins now. Remember, the most profound changes often start with the smallest steps. So, plant your seed, nurture it, and watch yourself grow into the person you aspire to be. Chapter 9: Maintaining Motivation. 1. Introduction. Staying motivated is a key ingredient in achieving your goals and personal development. While the initial spark of enthusiasm can ignite powerful change, maintaining that fire is often the bigger challenge. This chapter will delve into techniques to keep your motivation alive and help you navigate through common obstacles. 2. The role of purpose. Understanding your why is essential. Why do you want to make these changes? Why are these goals important to you? When your actions are backed by a strong purpose, it becomes easier to stay motivated. Take some time to write down your reasons and keep them where you can see them daily. Your purpose is the fuel that drives your motivation. Example. Let's say John's ultimate goal is to run a marathon. Initially, the excitement of training is high, but as weeks go by, the motivation starts to dwindle. John revisits his why. He remembers his promise to himself to lead a healthier life and to support a charity he deeply cares about. Reconnecting with this purpose renews his determination to keep training. 3. Setting milestones. Large goals can seem overwhelming, which can diminish motivation. Break down your big goal into smaller, manageable milestones. Celebrate your progress at each milestone. This not only makes the journey seem less daunting, but also provides regular bursts of encouragement as you achieve each step. Example. Consider Lisa, who's writing her first book. Instead of focusing solely on the end goal of a completed manuscript, she sets smaller achievements like finishing a chapter or creating character profiles. Each accomplishment gives her a motivational boost to continue. 4. Visualizing success. Visualization is a powerful technique where you imagine the successful outcome of your goals. It creates a mental image that can bolster your drive and readiness to persevere. Spend a few minutes each day picturing yourself having achieved your goal. Feel the emotions that come with that success. Example. Mark wants to get a promotion at work. Every morning he spends a few minutes visualizing himself in the new role, handling responsibilities effortlessly and enjoying the respect of his colleagues. This daily ritual keeps him motivated to improve and seek out opportunities for advancement. 5. Staying accountable. Sharing your goals with a trusted friend, mentor, or coach can increase your commitment. These individuals can provide encouragement, give constructive feedback, and hold you accountable. Consider joining a group or finding a partner with similar goals to help keep each other motivated. Example. Emma and her friend make a pact to pursue their fitness goals together. Regularly scheduling their workouts and checking in with each other minimizes the risk of skipping sessions. The mutual accountability helps both of them stay on track. 6. Adapt and adjust. Sometimes motivation wanes because our plans aren't working out as expected. It's important to stay flexible and adjust your methods if they're not producing desired results. Don't view this as a failure. It's an opportunity to learn and refine your approach. Example. Tony aimed to study a new language an hour every evening, but found himself too tired after work. Instead of giving up, he modifies his schedule and studies during his lunch break when he's more alert. This adjustment reinvigorates his motivation. 7. Positive reinforcement. Reward yourself when you hit your milestones or when you maintain consistency. Positive reinforcement encourages repeated behavior. The rewards don't have to be extravagant. Even small treats or breaks can reignite your interest. Example. After sticking to her budget for 6 months, Clara treats herself to a dinner at her favorite restaurant. This reward is a reminder of her hard work and keeps her motivated to continue her financial discipline. 8. Embrace setbacks. It's crucial to recognize that setbacks are a part of any journey. Embrace them as learning experiences rather than failures. Resilience often grows from overcoming obstacles. Develop a mindset where setbacks are simply a detour, not the end of the road. Example. David faced multiple rejections before landing his dream job. Instead of giving up, he analyzed each rejection, improved his resume, practiced interview skills, and applied again. Each setback only made him more determined. 9. Stay inspired. Keep your motivation topped up by consuming inspirational content. Books, podcasts, motivational speeches, and seminars can provide fresh perspectives and ignite your passion. Surrounding yourself with positivity reinforces your own drive. Example: Jenny listens to a motivational podcast every morning during her commute. Hearing stories of others overcoming challenges and succeeding helps her stay inspired and ready to take on her day. 10. Conclusion. Maintaining motivation is not a one-time effort. It's an ongoing process. By understanding your purpose, setting achievable milestones, visualizing success, seeking accountability, adapting when needed, rewarding progress, embracing setbacks, and staying inspired, you can keep your motivation alive and thriving. Remember, motivation is more than just the excitement of starting. It's the commitment to keep going, even when the novelty wears off. Stay dedicated and watch as you build a life filled with purpose and achievement. Chapter 10. Financial Fitness. Introduction. Financial fitness is like physical fitness. It doesn't happen overnight. It requires dedication, consistent effort, and intelligent decision-making. The good news is that even the smallest financial habits, when practiced consistently, can compound over time to create lasting financial health and security. Let's dive into some practical strategies that will help you on your journey to financial fitness. The foundation: understanding your income and expenses. Before you can create wealth, you need to understand where your money is coming from and where it's going. Start by tracking your income and expenses. This might sound tedious, but it's the first step in gaining control over your finances. Exercise. 1. Monitor all your sources of income: your salary, bonuses, freelance work, investments, etc. 2. Keep track of every single expense: rent, groceries, utility bills, entertainment, etc. 3. Use a simple spreadsheet or a budgeting app. This exercise will give you a clear picture of your financial situation and identify areas where you can cut back. Save before you spend. One of the most effective ways to build wealth is to adopt a pay-yourself-first approach. Before you even think about spending your income, set aside a portion of it for savings. This habit ensures that you're consistently saving money and preparing for future needs. Example: John, a 25-year-old software engineer, decided to save 10% of his monthly salary in a high-interest savings account. Over time, this habit helped him build an emergency fund and even invest in stocks, which grew his savings significantly. The magic of compound interest. Albert Einstein reportedly called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. When you invest your money, it earns interest. Over time, that interest starts earning interest too. The longer you keep your money invested, the more it grows, thanks to compound interest. Illustration. Imagine you invest $1,000 at an annual interest rate of 5%. After 1 year, you'll have $1,050. In the second year, you'll earn interest not just on the initial $1,000, but also on the $50 interest earned in the first year. This cycle continues, and your money keeps growing at an accelerating pace. Smart spending: needs versus wants. Understanding the difference between needs and wants is crucial for managing your finances. Needs are essentials like food, shelter, and clothing. Wants are things you'd like to have but can live without. Prioritize your spending on needs and be cautious with spending on wants. Example: Emma loves shopping for new clothes, but she realized that it was eating into her savings. She started differentiating between her needs, office attire, and wants trendy outfits. By doing this, she could still enjoy shopping without compromising her financial goals. Be wary of debt. Debt can be a double-edged sword. While some types of debt, like student loans or mortgages, can be investments in your future, high-interest consumer debt, like credit card debt, can quickly spiral out of control. Aim to pay off high-interest debt as quickly as possible, and avoid accumulating new debt if you can. Strategies. 1. Focus on paying off debts with the highest interest rates first. 2. Consolidate your debts to lower your interest rates. 3. Use cash or debit cards to avoid building new debt. Budgeting for financial freedom. Budgeting isn't about restricting you. It's about empowering you. A well-planned budget ensures that you're spending your money intentionally rather than impulsively. Break down your income and allocate it appropriately. Savings, investments, necessities, and a small percentage for leisure. Example: Michael allocates 50% of his income to necessities, 20% to savings and investments, 10% to debt repayment, and 20% to leisure and discretionary expenses. This balanced approach keeps him on track toward his financial goals without feeling deprived. Investing wisely. Investing is one of the key ways to grow your wealth over time. While it may seem intimidating, you don't need to be a financial expert to start. Consider low-cost index funds, which provide broad market exposure and tend to have lower risks than individual stocks. Tip: Start investing as early as possible, even if it's just a small amount. The earlier you start, the more you benefit from compound interest. Building multiple streams of income. Relying on a single source of income can be risky. Diversifying your income streams can provide financial stability and growth opportunities. Consider passive income streams like rental properties, dividends from investments, or even side hustles that align with your skills and interests. Example: Lisa, a graphic designer, started a blog teaching design tips on the side. Over time, her blog gained popularity, and she began earning from ads and sponsored posts, significantly boosting her overall income. Conclusion: The journey to financial fitness. Building financial fitness is a journey, not a sprint. It's about making small, consistent decisions that contribute to your overall financial well-being. Monitor your income and expenses, save before you spend, prioritize your needs over wants, be cautious with debt, and invest wisely. Remember, it's the small daily actions that, when compounded over time, create monumental results. Every financial decision you make today paves the way for a more secure and prosperous future. Start small, stay consistent, and watch your financial fitness grow stronger each day. Chapter 11: Health and Wellness. Maintaining physical health and well-being is paramount to living a fulfilling and successful life. While it's easy to focus solely on career achievements or financial goals, neglecting our bodies can hold us back from reaching our full potential. Health is the foundation upon which we build everything else. Let's explore how small daily health choices can lead to long-term fitness and vitality, making a profound impact on our overall well-being. The foundation of well-being. Imagine trying to build a house without a strong foundation. It simply wouldn't work. Our physical health is the foundation of our lives. If we ignore it, everything else can crumble. On the flip side, when we prioritize our health, we're better equipped to face life's challenges, pursue our goals, and enjoy our successes. The impact of small daily choices. Just like the principles of compounding interest in finance, small, consistent actions taken towards your health can yield significant long-term benefits. Consider a few simple daily practices that, over time, can have a profound impact. Start your day with hydration. Begin each morning with a glass of water. It might seem insignificant, But this simple act kickstarts your metabolism and hydrates your body. Over time, consistent hydration contributes to better digestion, increased energy levels, and improved skin health. Incorporate movement. Physical activity doesn't have to be exhausting or time-consuming. Aim for at least 30 minutes of movement each day. This could be a brisk walk, a leisurely bike ride, or even a dance session in your living room. Consistent, moderate exercise strengthens your heart, boosts your mood, and helps maintain a healthy weight. Prioritize nutritious foods. Small changes in your diet can lead to significant long-term benefits. Swap sugary snacks for fruits, add more vegetables to your meals, and focus on whole grains instead of processed foods. Over time, these choices improve your digestion, increase your energy levels, and support your immune system. Protect your sleep. Don't underestimate the power of good sleep. Aim for 7-9 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a bedtime routine, avoid screens before bed, and ensure your sleeping environment is comfortable. Regular, restful sleep enhances your cognitive function, emotional stability, and overall health. Practice mindfulness and stress management. Stress can take a toll on our physical health. Incorporate mindfulness practices such as meditation, deep breathing, or yoga into your daily routine. These practices help manage stress, lower blood pressure, and promote a sense of calm and well-being. Long-term benefits of healthy choices. The beauty of these small daily choices is that they compound over time. What may seem like minor adjustments can lead to substantial improvements in your health and vitality. Let's look at an example. Imagine someone named Alex who decides to make small changes in their daily routine. They start drinking a glass of water each morning, taking a 20-minute walk during lunch breaks, and adding more vegetables to their diet. Initially, these changes might not seem to make a significant difference. However, after a year, Alex notices that they have more energy, their clothes fit better, and they haven't been sick as often. By sticking to these healthy habits, Alex continues to see improvements in their overall well-being. 5 years down the line, Alex is not only in great physical shape, but has also built a resilience that helps them tackle life's challenges with ease. The ripple effect. Health and wellness don't just impact you. They influence those around you. When you prioritize your well-being, you become a role model for others. Your friends, family, and colleagues will notice your vitality and may be inspired to make positive changes in their own lives. Imagine a workplace where everyone takes small steps towards better health. There would be fewer sick days, higher energy levels, and increased productivity. Healthy habits can create a ripple effect, spreading benefits throughout your community. Your wellness journey. Remember, the journey to better health isn't about dramatic overnight changes. It's about consistent small steps that lead to lasting results. Embrace the journey, celebrate your progress, and don't be discouraged by setbacks. Every small choice you make towards your well-being is a step in the right direction. In conclusion, health and wellness are the cornerstones of a successful and fulfilling life. By making small, consistent choices each day, you lay the foundation for long-term fitness and vitality. Prioritize hydration, movement, nutrition, sleep, and stress management. Over time, these habits will compound, leading to a healthier, happier, and more vibrant you. Your journey to better health begins now, one small step at a time. Chapter 12. Your journey begins now. Congratulations. You've journeyed through the empowering chapters of this book, gaining invaluable insights that have the potential to transform your life. By understanding and implementing the principles of small beginnings, daily habits, mindset, resilience, effective goal setting, time management, relationships, continuous learning, motivation, financial fitness, and health, you are equipped with the tools to create your own path to greatness. Remember that the journey to success and fulfillment starts with a single step, a step you're about to take right now. Embrace small steps. Throughout this book, we've emphasized the importance of small, consistent actions. The power of tiny, incremental steps cannot be overstated. As you embark on this journey, remind yourself that change doesn't need to be overwhelming. Focus on making one small improvement every day, whether it's reading for 15 minutes, practicing a new skill, or expressing gratitude. Every tiny action compounds over time, leading to remarkable results. Start with daily habits. Daily habits lay the foundation for your success. Reflect on the habits we've discussed and choose the ones that resonate most with you. Begin by incorporating these habits into your daily routine. For example, if we talked about starting your day with a positive mindset, try writing down one thing you're grateful for each morning. These habits are your building blocks for a successful and fulfilling life. Cultivating the right mindset. Mindset is the bedrock of your journey. Cultivate a growth mindset that embraces challenges and sees failure as an opportunity to learn. Remember that your thoughts shape your reality. Replace negative self-talk with empowering affirmations. By maintaining a positive outlook, you attract positive outcomes. Resilience in action. Challenges and setbacks are inevitable, but they are not the end of the road. They are part of the journey. Resilience means bouncing back stronger each time life knocks you down. Lean on the strategies we discussed, like seeking support, reframing situations, and maintaining a healthy perspective. Every obstacle you overcome is a testament to your strength and determination. Goal setting and time management. Effective goal setting gives you a clear direction. Identify your short-term and long-term goals and break them down into actionable steps. Remember the importance of SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Time is your most valuable resource. Plan your days in alignment with your goals. Use time management techniques such as the Pomodoro technique and prioritization. Guard your time fiercely and ensure you allocate it to activities that contribute to your growth and well-being. Relationships and continuous learning. Surround yourself with individuals who uplift and support you. Build a network of like-minded people who share your values and aspirations. Nurture these relationships with genuine care and attention. Continuously seek opportunities for learning and growth. Be open to new experiences, ideas, and knowledge. Lifelong learning fuels your personal development and keeps you adaptable in an ever-changing world. Maintaining motivation and financial fitness. Motivation can wane, but having a clear purpose reignites your passion. Regularly revisit your why and celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Financial fitness is a crucial element of a successful life. Implement the financial strategies we've covered, such as budgeting, saving, and investing wisely. Financial security empowers you to pursue your dreams with confidence. Health and wellness, the ultimate wealth. Your health is your ultimate wealth. Make a commitment to prioritize your physical and mental well-being. Exercise regularly, maintain a balanced diet, and practice mindfulness. A healthy body and mind are the foundations of your journey. A call to action. Now, it's time for action. Armed with the knowledge and strategies from this book, you are ready to embark on your own butterfly effect journey. Take immediate action on the lessons you've learned. Start small, but dream big, and turn those dreams into reality with consistent, everyday efforts. Every significant transformation begins with the first step. Commit to it wholeheartedly. Write down one specific small action you will take today, whether it's related to a habit, goal, relationship, or any other area of your life. Remember, it's not about perfection. It's about progress. Your time is now. You are ready. The journey you've been preparing for starts now. Embrace the power within you to create the life you envision. Let every step, no matter how small, propel you forward toward your dreams. Believe in your potential, cherish your progress, and celebrate your successes along the way. Congratulations on reaching this pivotal moment. Your journey begins now. Take that first step and watch the incredible transformation unfold. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey. May your life be filled with abundance, joy, and continuous growth. With boundless optimism and unwavering support, as we come to the end of this journey together, I want to take a heartfelt moment to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in, for opening your heart and mind, and for being an integral part of our mission to spread positive energy and make this world a better place to live. Share your top learnings from this audiobook, and crucially, what you are going to implement in your life starting today. Openly declaring your intentions is a powerful act of accountability. When you share your newfound habits and goals, you not only solidify them within yourself, but also inspire your fellow listeners to take similar steps. Remember, accountability is essential to achieving any goal. When we commit openly, we create a support system around us. Each of you in this community can serve as a pillar of encouragement and strength for one another. Thank you once again for being here, for being you. Together, let's continue to inspire, grow, and shine brighter every day. Stay motivated, stay mystic, and until next time, take care.